This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A new census report is providing researchers across the country with new information on children and the households in which they live. A few Midwestern cities stand out in the study, among them the Detroit suburb of Livonia, Michigan. Jerome Vaughn of Detroit Public Radio reports Livonia is a place where two-parent families come first.
Melissa Davis sits at the edge of a large swimming pool watching her daughter take lessons. She's one of the 2,000 people who visit the Livonia Recreation Center each day. Davis and her family moved to Livonia from Detroit about 6 years ago when her husband got a job here as a police officer. She works as a health program specialist at Daimler Chrysler. Davis says she's come to appreciate Livonia in the past few years, especially its focus on families.
It's so hard because I work full-time and so does my husband, so really this is just great with the hours that they have, and there was really nothing else that we could do, you know, or anything else that we could do that we really wanted to go anywhere else to do and drive out of the city for.
Davis's comments hint at the findings of a new census report entitled Children and the Households They Live In. The study looks at living conditions for the country's 72 million residents who are under 18 years old. The federal data shows that Livonia ranks very high among cities with more than 100,000 residents on several key criteria. The city of tree-lined streets and ranch-style homes built out of brick has low rates of child poverty, rental housing, and unemployment. Livonia is one of the leading cities in the country when it comes to two-parent households. About 84% of Livonia kids live in a home with both a mom and a dad. That compares to the national average of 68%. And just a few miles away in Detroit, only 31% of kids live in a home with both parents. Kurt Metzger is the director of research at Wayne State University's Center for Urban Studies. He characterizes Livonia as a city that came to fruition in the late 1960s and early 70s, but has stayed in a bubble ever since.
It is basically a middle-class community that has had very little diversity, so it's kind of maintained characteristics that were what we saw in America years and years ago, and it hasn't really changed too much over this time period.
While other parts of Metro Detroit have grown more diverse in the past few decades, Livonia has remained more than 96% white. That's a characteristic that Mayor Jack Engelbretson notes has generated some criticism in recent years, but he says people of all races and cultures are welcome in Livonia. And the slow pace of change may be one reason why families thrive here. The mayor says children who were raised in Livonia in the 1970s now have bought their own homes, adding to the city's stability. That's a trend he expects to continue.
Based on the emphasis that we place in our community on quality of life, and again, the libraries, the schools, the public safety, the parks and recreation, will be as attractive to people 5 and 10 and 15 years from now as they are today, the difference being that we'll have a lot of new young families here starting the cycle all over again.
The census report doesn't explain why Livonia has such a high percentage of two-parent households, but Engelbretson, who moved to the city 35 years ago, has his own explanation.
Livonia has 64 houses of worship, and it is, in my opinion, a strong faith-based community. And I think that that creates an environment where families are more likely to be intact.
But Pastor Gilbert Sanders of Livonia Baptist Church says he's not so sure about that. While he says churches do promote certain family ideals, he credits more earthly reasons with keeping Livonia children in two-parent families.
Per capita, probably Detroit has more churches than Livonia does. But you have other factors that play into it. Livonia is a kind of a step-up community. So many people that move here have already bought a house. This is like their second home. They're been married for a while. Divorce is really high in the first 5 years of marriage. So you get over that hurdle, then the number goes down.
And Gilbert says couples who are divorcing usually sell their homes and move to separate residences in other towns.
Okay, ready?
Back at the Livonia Community Center, registered nurse Karen Worden spends the early evening hours playing air hockey with her son Winston. Her family moved to the city just a couple of years ago, but she says she already sees Livonia's commitment to families.
A community like this sort of perpetuates itself. It just kind of there are good things about it, and it just they just seem to continue. For whatever reason, there's just some internal dynamic that makes it just a very family-friendly, well-adjusted city.
Worden says while she doesn't know the reasons behind the census report, she likes the picture it paints. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Livonia, Michigan.